Researchers at the think tank Brookings Mountain West have found that STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, is the type of education needed to meet the demands of Nevada's economic growth. Dale Urquiaga is the superintendent of public instruction, and he says schools have an obligation to prepare students beyond graduation.
Too often, public education in the K-12 environment thinks about our role as ending when a student graduates. And I think this report really highlights that we have a lifelong impact and that we have an immediate economic responsibility to the state.
In recent years, the Washoe County School District has focused on preparing students for the workforce by setting up signature academies at 11 local high schools. Dana Ryan is the director of that program and says each academy offers STEM-based instruction for a variety of fields like business management, energy technology, and hospitality.
I believe that the programs that we have in place have the ability to provide the skilled workforce that the companies that are migrating to our area are looking for. What I think needs to happen, though, is that we need to grow the capacity of those programs.
But that growth is dependent on finding more qualified teachers. Ryan says people with STEM skills typically can earn more outside of the classroom, so teacher compensation needs to be reexamined. Ryan would also like to overcome the perception that this is vocational training.
Today's career tech education looks very different. It's very rigorous. It's very academically based. It's very technical. I mean, kids are learning coding in the first week of a class.
About 950 freshmen out of 1,200 applicants were accepted to a signature academy this school year, and Ryan expects enrollment will increase by a third next year. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.